insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فما لنا من شافعين.
So now we have no intercessors.
ولا صديق حميم.
And not a devoted friend.
فَلَوْ أَنَّ لَنَا كَرَّةً فَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
Then if we only had a return to the world and could be of the believers.
As you were with us previously, dear listeners, we reached the 100th verse of this chapter. Chapter Shu'ara. فَمَا لَنَا مِنْ شَافِعِينَ وَلَا صَدِيقٍ حَمِيمٍ. Now then, we have no intercession, nor a single intimate friend. We said that there are some traditions focusing on the importance of intercession and the conditions to reach this level, deserving this intercession. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has said about the importance of prayer, "Verily, our intercession will not reach those who take the prayer light and it means that they do not regard it important." Also, the Holy Prophet ﷺ has said, "My intercession will not reach the one who takes his prayer light, and by Allah, he will not arrive to me by the fountain of Kawthar. And by Allah, he who drinks liquor is not of me and my followers, and he will not arrive to me by the fountain of Kawthar." Another thing that is highly recommended and is mentioned as one of the conditions of getting this intercession in the other world is a Holy Quran. The Holy Prophet ﷺ has said, "Learn the Quran because that book will intercede its followers and readers on the day of hereafter." Of course, this is not just merely reading, although it could be, but of course, I assume that kind of reading which is accompanied by understanding and cognizance is worth more being interceded for. The Holy Prophet ﷺ has said elsewhere, "There are three groups who will intercede unto Allah, the Almighty, the Glorious, and their intercession will be accepted: the prophets, the scholars, and the martyrs." Now, there is also this tradition that the Holy Prophet of Islam, the Messenger of Allah, has said that there are four groups for whom he will intercede on the hereafter day. He mentions the lovers of the Ahlul Bayt and his progeny, those who are the friends of their friends, and those who are the enemies of their enemies. The third group are the ones who provide them what they need, and at last the ones who do their best to undertake one thing of their affairs. Of course, the affairs of the Ahlul Bayt are not the things separated from this religion they have brought us, and the faith they have focused in their traditions. This is the thing that could be done in this role. And that's why in the 102nd verse, these misguided people will say, "Now if we only had a chance of return, فَلَوْ أَنَّ لَنَا كَرَّةً فَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, we would be of the believers. That's when they have realized their shortcomings. على مر الزمان تألقا
وأضاء لي الدنيا طريقا. We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
Brothers and sisters, we have mentioned many traditions about the importance of intercession and some of its conditions. One of the well-known traditions about this is what Muawiyah ibn Wahab narrates from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. And he says that I asked Imam about this statement of Allah that says, "Man dhalladhi yashfa'u indahu illa bi'idhnih." Who is it that can intercede with him save by his leave? He says that Imam alayhi salam said, "We are those who will intercede by Allah's leave on that day." And this is exactly what has been narrated from the other infallible Imams. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has said, "The intercessors are the imams and the veracious ones among the believers." Of course, these traditions that we have read to you in this episode are not in contrast with each other, and they will all mention the different conditions and the ones that can intercede on the day of hereafter. And of course, there is this condition of faith and righteous deeds. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. When faith begins.